Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia state capitol.
There are a lot of people nervous about what's going to happen.
Authorities in Richmond are on high alert.
It could be a tense day.
Such polarization. What may happen in Virginia?
Several hate groups, supposedly some white nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalist groups.
Because they're asshats, that's why.
Well, that didn't exactly pan out, did it? Hey, good morning to you. A happy Tuesday. Welcome to work again, for those of you who had the day off yesterday.
Yeah.
Denise Schaefer's back.
I'm back.
And, you know, we spent a large part of Monday here discussing that fantastic Chiefs win, and you weren't here to revel
in
it with us.
Well, I was enjoying it at home.
Okay. That's good. I saw where Patrick Mahomes' jersey is the number one selling NFL jersey this season.
That's awesome.
That's something.
That. Great. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that says a lot, because middle of the country teams don't have nearly the market size to draw on things like that. So that must mean that people are getting online and ordering it and all that stuff.
Oh, it's amazing. Awesome. I'm glad that people are embracing Mahomes, but I mean, he's done some amazing things these past 2 years, so it's really cool to see.
Well, it's coming up not this weekend, but next.
Yes.
And the Chiefs are favored by like 1 point.
Are
this
they?
Is going to be a, yeah,
I'm
a great game.
I thought the 49ers would be favored just with their record this year, but all right.
No. The Chiefs are the favorites at this point. And, you know, I mean, what's a point? I mean, it's almost impossible to score
basically
a point.
Basically saying I think we're going to see a good game.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Exactly. You're just going to take them for the win or the loss. Don't bother taking the points if it's just 1 point. Give me a break. It's not a basketball game.
It's going to be fun to watch a Super Bowl again with a team that I actually care about watching to win, you know, instead of just like, eh.
Yeah, who cares?
Eh. So it'll be fun.
Yep. We're Packers fans, too, so I was kind of, it was a catch-22 because I would have liked to see Chiefs-Packers because then I would have liked whoever won, but now I have a clear-cut team to root for. Because that would have been a just because the Packers is a family team for us.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I was just really hoping that the Packers are going to win. I mean, I'm indifferent to the Packers, but I just a nice Midwest matchup would have been nice instead of having a coast.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, it also would have been a rematch of the last time that the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. They played the Packers, right? 50 years ago.
Like that. Yeah.
So that would have been fun. Hey, the president is in Davos, Switzerland this morning for the World Economic Forum. And I said it must be a really good feeling to walk into a World Economic Forum as owner of the world's best economy. But little did I know how I had underestimated President Trump. Because as Tricia pointed out to me, before he left to go over there, he tweeted out.
Yeah, so last night he tweeted out, headed to Davos, Switzerland to meet with world and business leaders and bring good policy and additional hundreds of billions of dollars back to the United States of America. We are now number one, all caps, in the universe by far.
This is going to be huge.
And
we're number one in the universe.
So somebody tweeted back, damn, Space Force worked fast.
You got to love it. You got to love it. So the president's over there kind of lecturing them a little bit on why you got to rein in the crazies who told us in the 70s we were heading into the next ice age, and by the 90s we'd be out of oil. And you've got all these people trying to slow down the economic engines of the world for their own various purposes. And instead, we've got a little bit of common sense approach on that now. And that's kind of where the president's coming from, because he does have, a great economy here in the United States, best in the world. And we've got people running for office who want to stop all that. They just want to stop it all. In fact, I thought this was pretty telling yesterday, if you missed it. Of course, it's the run-up to the Iowa caucuses, and all the Democrats out there trying to make hay. Joe Biden, who's leading in Iowa, who's leading in a couple of national polls still, had this to say about the border situation and what he would do on immigration. Although, understand going into it, this president's already pretty much single-handedly fixed the problem on the southern border without any help from the Democrats. Listen to this.
If the most you put on is an ankle bracelet, that you give a date, you're going to show up, for an immigration hearing, and they show up.
Is that for children, adults and children?
Across the board.
Yeah, there's Joe Biden for you. He also claims that having a felony is not a good enough reason to be deported from this country. Come on, folks. Think about this. Play cut 19 for the people.
So how do you change the culture?
You change the culture by saying you're going to get fired. You're fired if, in fact, you do that. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
He's speaking about ICE agents.
Yeah. So just for those of you who are new to the program or maybe new to reality, ICE stands for Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. And just so you know, they don't randomly stop people in the street and deport them. People with the deportation order have gone before a judge, and a judge in this country has ordered their deportation. And what I would beg Joe Biden to do is take a good old crazy Joe and have a conversation with some people who've lost loved ones to illegal immigrants driving illegally and also driving drunk on top of driving illegally. So they shouldn't have been here to begin with. Then they went out and broke the law by driving drunk. But that felony in his mind is not a good enough reason to send them out of this country. That's embarrassing, folks. And this is the man who has a probably 70% chance of being the nominee of his party at this point. I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. Let me get to a break here so we have plenty of time for the real or fake news quiz coming up. I am the reigning champ, I just want to point out. So feel free to play along. We'll get Z Factor in here in just a minute. Talk to him about it. He's in there preparing the questions even now.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
This is very true. All right, going to be a little challenge here this morning in our real or fake news quiz. Because
we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
Because, Denise down here at the other end of the desk has been off for like 4 days and she won't know what to do with herself.
Like a month.
Only off one, but I will admit, I'm not up on my worldly headlines, I have a feeling.
We thought we lost you. It'd been so long.
I know, but that's okay. We're back and I'm the winner, so I'm the reigning champ, let's put it that way.
I'm still feeling out with that advantage this morning.
All right, Zach Factor in the studio. You can play along here. He will read us a headline, and we have to figure out whether or not he's made it up or not. Here we go.
All right, let's see if Mark Cox can go two in a row here.
Yes.
All right, headline number one, caravan migrants respond to tear gas by throwing rocks at Mexico National Guardsmen.
Who goes first? You call it.
Denise.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
Okay, Denise says real. Trish?
I also say real.
Okay.
I believe that indeed is real.
All right, that one is 100% real.
Oh. All right.
Yes.
Now, did you hear that or were you guessing?
Well, I read a story that migrants tried to break into the southern Mexican border and troops stopped them, so it made sense to me that would be a real headline.
Okay.
Yes, that is a real story, Denise.
Okay. Yeah. I believe that. I said that. I just was wondering, I hadn't actually read that anymore.
Mm-hmm. All right, headline number two, aging rock star Ozzy Osbourne recalls 2019 as his most painful year ever. Trish.
I'm going to say real.
That is... That's real. He had to cancel a tour. I think that's real.
Okay. Denise?
I'm I'm going to say real because they all did.
Okay, that one is 100% real.
All right.
Yeah, he's having some problems, right?
I know. I had concert tickets to his concert.
Oh, really? The one that was canceled?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a couple people that did too. So.
That's a bummer.
Big bummer. Prince of Darkness.
The Prince of Darkness.
Headline number 3, UFC's Conor McGregor calls Trump an orange blob on Twitter. Mark.
I think that that is fake.
Okay.
Oh, is it me? Well, gosh, I know Conor McGregor was in the news, but I didn't see anything about him tweeting that. I'm going to say fake.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm going to say real just to be different.
All right. Trish says real. Denise says fake. That one is 100% fake.
Damn.
There we go.
All right, Trish.
I could see him saying something
like
that.
He might say something like that. He punches people for no reason.
What did he say?
He actually said that the president is phenomenal.
Oh!
That was the quote he used.
Hey, so. Like Conor McGregor.
So yeah.
Now.
Hey, now I like him.
Wasn't sure before, but he's
he knocked that dude out the other day in 35 seconds. It was
sure
an amazing
did.
Thing to watch.
Big deal. All right, headline number 4. Greta Thunberg makes appearance at the World Economic Forum saying, "We're in the apocalypse."
Real.
Denise. Real. Trish?
I'll say real.
Real?
Real.
Mark says real. That one is real across the board.
Yeah,
all
nice.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if the president's going to meet with her while he's there. You think?
That'd be a conversation.
That would, wouldn't it?
That'd be fantastic.
That'd make some great headlines. All right, headline number 5. California mountain lion attacks toddler. Dad saves it by hurling backpack at animal.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Trish.
I don't know. Real? Does it even matter what I say anymore?
Well, you're tied with Mark, so.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn, Mark.
I'll go with real.
Yeah, okay, that sounds real.
Everyone says real?
Yeah.
That one is 100% real.
Oh. Ooh.
California? Is that where that happened?
Yeah.
Mountain lion attacks a 3-year-old toddler, and the dad saves it by throwing his backpack at him.
Another reason not to go there.
What was in the backpack that was enough to scare away a mountain lion?
I don't know. It was crazy. Crazy pictures. All right. Headline number 6.
You mean you weren't there?
I was not there.
I'm so disappointed.
I was not there, but I saw some pictures, okay?
I don't want to put out any fake news here.
All right. Montana man crashes self-driving Tesla by riding in the back seat.
Mark, you're up.
I'll go with fake.
Okay.
I'm going to say real.
I would say real, too.
Okay. That one is 100% fake.
Dang it!
Dang, Mark's running
Mark
away
read
with it.
It. He knew he's, it. He's
no, run- I had not read that story, but it didn't make sense to me like how it would be his fault that a self-driving car wrecked because he was in the back seat.
What do you mean?
Because he wasn't
driving.
You're supposed to
because he was in the back seat.
Yeah, but it was a fake headline, right?
Yes.
So I'm right.
Okay.
Okay.
But your logic,
but
I'm
logic
not following.
Is not, is not
Mark was assuming there was more than one
person in the
car. I'm not
feeling bad about my reel after that logic.
I buy a self-driving car. I'm going to sit wherever the hell I want.
All right,
it's driving itself.
Well,
right?
Sure. Yeah. You okay. Should, yes.
I got one more here, Mark. You ready?
Okay.
All right. A new study finds being exposed to pornography at a young age can lead to dating violence, distorted sexual behaviors, and misogynistic qualities.
Is it my first?
I think so.
Real.
It sounds real.
I've got to go with the crowd here and say
real. Oh, play the
of
game.
Of course he is. All right.
I've never heard of pornography.
No, he had to say real
I'm follow
so
their
that he
lead.
Wins.
And that one is 100% real.
I had to pull a Denise there and Ben go for the save.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you did.
Right.
I'm not having fun anymore. Do you want me?
Yeah. Come on.
And so now for the second week in a row, maybe one more win, we'll call it reigning champ. It is Mark Cox.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Winning.
I'm winning.
Trump here. Are you tired of winning yet?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know.
I'll be playing the music anyway.
You go. We're going to have to do it Thursday this week, right? I'll send you a list.
Right.
We got a great list on Friday.
We'll adjust the days for Mark.
Okay.
Oh, fine.
That's good. Okay. So Denise is going to get to play her music Friday anyway.
Well, Tim and I have similar tastes, so it's always kind of, you know.
Tim Jones coming in on Friday.
Wee.
And he's coming up here in just a couple of minutes as well. We should mention while we're at it that that we're going to start coverage today at around 11 for this Senate impeachment trial.
Annie Fry is going to start her coverage. She'll start her show about an hour early at 11. And I believe the Senate trial gets underway at about 11:30 today. So you'll be able to listen in here and follow her coverage for that. So stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
This is a blue-collar boom.
The Democratic Party is a center or center-conservative party.
You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
I think your viewers are entitled to hear my argument without two bullies jumping on everything I say.
What better than a violent protest to justify immediate gun confiscation? You can imagine, actually, that some of the press already had tomorrow's columns pre-written.
How many times do I have to prove a man is a liar before he isn't featured any longer as the main witness for all you people in the press?
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones joining us this morning. And Tim, just what a week we've got facing us here with this whole impeachment mess starting at about 12:30 this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, it's happy impeachment week, which means it's just another week for the Democratic Party. I mean, you go back to I've been reminding a lot of people about this over the last few weeks. You go back to January of 2017, and what happened that month? Well, President Donald J. Trump took the oath of office, and on that very day, on January 20th, that afternoon, you know, the ink wasn't even dry on Donald Trump's signature on the oath, and the Washington Post was declaring that the impeachment of the president has begun. That was their headline.
That's right.
That afternoon. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and everybody seems to want to forget that now in the liberal media. You know, last week CNN about had an absolute meltdown when Martha McSally, the senator from Arizona, called them what they are, liberal hacks. You know, they were surprised to learn that last week. You know, they couldn't stand it. So, Mark, my question is for the Democrats, you know, looking, seeing how Mitch McConnell is decided that we're going to finally wrap this mess up as quickly as possible, because it is an absolute waste of time. You know, Chuckie Schumer, who complains about everything, is now complaining and whining about the fact that Mitch McConnell is going to make him work overtime for once over the last 3 years for the American people and wrap this thing up. They're upset, Mark, because the entire fraud, the entire farce, it's coming to an end. And so the question is, what are they going to do for the rest of the year? You know, this is a very important election year. They made all these promises to the American people of things they would do if they took back the House or the Senate. Well, they've had the House now for going on 13 months, entering their 14th month, and all they've done is pretty much hate on the president.
These people are insane, Tim, and here's more evidence of it. You know, for the 10 years that I've been on this radio station, I've been warning people where the left wing of the Democratic Party is going. That the left wing of the Democratic Party now leads the race for president between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. If you add their numbers up, they're leading Joe Biden. So we know that's happening. And then yesterday, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez absolutely verbalizes everything I've been warning you about with the Democratic Party. Go to cut number five, please.
The Democratic Party is not a left party. The Democratic Party is a center or center conservative party.
Yeah. Not left enough for her, Tim. Far too left for me. But the Democratic Party is now a center conservative party. Did you know that?
Mark, and I think she's right as far as the establishment of the Democratic Party, and that her statement right there should terrify every single American, Democrat, Independent, or Republican, who cares about how and why this nation was founded and its foundational principles, which were nothing more than economic freedom and religious liberty. Now, the nation stood for many other great things, and yes, we've had our struggles. We've had our crises. We have had major issues we've had to deal with as a nation. We celebrated one of the great people yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr., who pointed out that, you know, all people should be free regardless of the color of their skin. We should judge them on the content of their character. So we've had our issues. But, Mark, you know what? One of our famous founding fathers said, you know, it's about democracy. You know, it's an absolute complete mess, but it's the best form of government we have. And right. So we should celebrate that. Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders are the heart and soul of today's Democratic Party. What you just said earlier, Mark, should be highlighted, underscored, and circled, because it's absolutely true. That's where that party has gone. They're trying to keep themselves from completely falling off the left-wing abyss by dragging Joe Biden across the finish line. You can see the desperation. And I think it's absolutely true. I know you've talked about this. I've mentioned this. The reason we now know the reason Nancy Pelosi held those articles for 30 days, it wasn't to try to get any leverage over Mitch McConnell, because she's gotten no leverage over Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is not doing anything that Nancy Pelosi begged and pleaded for regarding extra witnesses and extra documents. If they need that, they'll get to that down the line. What she did that for, Mark, was so she could put Senator Klobuchar, Senator Warren, and Senator Sanders' butts in those chairs up in the U.S. Senate for a couple weeks and out of Iowa and New Hampshire to give Joe Biden some sort of thumb on the scale advantage, just like they did last year with Hillary Clinton with the superdelegates. The party is going far left, but they know that the electorate in the United States of America is not there. They will not elect a Warren. They will not elect a Sanders. Maybe they can fool everybody one more time with good old Uncle Joe, and that is exactly where they have gone. But make no mistake about it, Mark, you're absolutely right. This party, after Joe Biden, I'm not sure what happens to it, because I don't think the American people are ready for socialism on steroids.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And I want to turn to the gun rally yesterday in Virginia. I want you to listen to this protester out there calling out the governor. Go to cut number 12, please.
They want to liken this to Charlottesville, and they want to anticipate crime and violence. But these are peaceful people who come around with their weapons, and they're showing up here to send one message, and that is a message of unity. This government thinks this is just white people, just a few black people. There are people here who are united from the hills, from the mountains, from the valleys, and the message is one message, and that is that we want the Second Amendment to remain intact.
Thank you. That was Chuck Smith. He was one of the many African Americans who showed up to protect his Second Amendment rights in Richmond. And the media, Tim, had it all wrong as usual. They wanted you to believe that because people were showing up with guns, there were going to be problems. They forgot these are law-abiding citizens. They don't break the law.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I'm so glad you brought this up because, you know, Mark, I think what we learned yesterday was the only racist for sure in Richmond was sitting in the governor's mansion yesterday,
yeah,
wasn't he?
That's
right?
For sure.
That's the only racist we know for sure was in Richmond, because the people that I saw, that you just played right there, were all sorts of people. And hardly any of them, fit the narrative of the left. Boy, they were really hoping to kick off 2020. The liberal media was. They were really hoping to kick off 2020 with another epic story of fake news that they could try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. They were beyond hoping, dreaming, wishing that there was going to be some sort of tragedy yesterday. How sad is that? That they not only misreport the narrative, they not only purposefully omit the narrative, they were hoping for a narrative that they could push yesterday, to the point where you probably talked about this, and you know, an NBC reporter by the name of Ben Collins, he tweeted out something along the lines of, "Well, get ready for the white nationalist rally tomorrow." I mean, they even termed it something that it was not. These were people from all over the state of Virginia, men, women, white people, black people, people of all sorts of color, creed, code, who said, you know, we actually understand the Constitution. Maybe these Virginia Democrats don't, but we understand that the Second Amendment secures the First Amendment and all of our other amendments, and that's why the Founding Fathers put it in there. And there's going to be a major backlash this November for people who want to continue to protect our constitutional rights, no more, no less. That's why I think we're headed for a Trump 2020 landslide. And maybe this will be a message to the Democratic Party moving forward.
Yep. Couldn't agree more. Tim, good stuff as usual. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks, gang. Talk to you again soon.
Yep, have a good week. Tim Jones, former House Speaker, of course, and at Speaker Tim Jones on Twitter, in fact. If you want to follow him there, listen on Sunday nights from 7 to 9. All right. Well, hey, guess what? Denise, good news for the kids.
What's that?
The president announced apparently on Michelle Obama's birthday that he's rolling back the school lunch rules.
All right.
How about that?
That was her passion project, wasn't it? Isn't that the kicker there?
And the kids hated it, didn't they?
I don't know. I don't have kids. What do you guys?
I make lunch every day.
Yeah. And for the most part, we do.
Yeah.
What's the point of rolling it back?
The new standards will allow schools more flexibility because under her plan, they didn't have many options on what they could serve. And I think that's why a lot of families and kids were upset about it. The Department of Ag said schools and school districts continue to tell us there's still too much food waste. More common sense flexibility is needed to provide students nutritious and appetizing meals. Let me translate that for you. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I mean, just because you're forcing them to get certain foods on their plate doesn't mean they're going to eat them. And that's kind of how rigid the rules were. Mm-hmm. And they ended up throwing away a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was a waste. So
I think they'd have better nutrition if you'd give them a few more minutes to eat.
Yeah, not rush them through.
I can't believe how short the lunch period is.
What, half
unreal.
Hour now?
It's less
20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And half of that is, that's a part of the reason why mine don't buy very often is because then you spend half of those 20 minutes trying to get your lunch, and then you've got even less time to eat it. So they need more time to eat. They really do. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, 20 minutes is short.
It was short.
And then they're being told to be, you know, it's like you basically need to be quiet and you need to sit there and eat. It's just like, well, they need to eat because that's important. They also need time to be able to be social because that's also important. And then you're cramming it all into 20 minutes and then thinking that you're going to have happy kids that got to hang out with their friends for a few minutes, you know, without doing schoolwork, and then think that they have full bellies. And that's not the case.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's changed since I was there. I remember getting like 45 minutes. We didn't know what to do with ourselves.
No.
Could not be the lunch person. I could not.
Mm-hmm.
But having taken my daughter lunch on a few occasions in elementary school, they have to wolf it down.
They do.
Because then they got to go out for recess when that was over. But they had to get their food eaten in 20 minutes, no matter how long the line was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.